KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Human rights group Black Sash says the proposed VAT hike places an unfair burden on social grant recipients who are already struggling to make ends meet. The finance minister yesterday tabled a new VAT rate of 16%. Half of the percentage point increase would be factored in this year and the other half next year. Treasury has also provided for above-inflation social grant increases. The old age and disability grant will be 130 rand more from next month. Child support and foster care grants will increase by 30 rand and 70 rand respectively. The social relief of distress grant will also be extended by another year. Black Sash says while it acknowledges the increases and the extension, it questions whether these adjustments are sufficient given the VAT hike.
It is important to highlight that the child support grant continues to be below the food poverty line of 796 rand and the value of the SOD grant has not been increased. It's deeply concerning as it means that recipients of these grants are still unable to meet their basic nutritional, which just exacerbates the food insecurity and poverty issue. Resorting to a VAT hike is a short-sighted solution that will only increase inequality and the hardship for millions of South Africans.
Umgeni Uthugela Water says it's reducing the bulk water supply to King Cetshwayo District Municipality due to its outstanding debt. It says the municipality owes the water board around 600 million rand. The utilities Siyabonga Mapumulo says the district municipality last made payment over 2 years ago.
However, instead of repaying the outstanding debts, and despite an intervention by the Department of Water and Sanitation to mediate in the debt impasse, the King Cetshwayo District elected to issue Umgeni Uthugela Water with an intention to terminate the bulk water supply agreement. As a last resort, Umgeni Uthugela Water then communicated its intention to reduce the daily water volumes it supplies to the King Cetshwayo District from 46 megaliters to 36 megaliters daily. This reduction will remain in place until a payment plan for the outstanding debt is reached.
SADC leaders are holding a virtual summit on whether to withdraw the bloc's peacekeeping troops from the Eastern DRC. A report by the defense chief suggests ending the mission, calling its mandate untenable. Recent clashes with M23 rebels left 18 troops from South Africa, Malawi and Tanzania dead. Discussions will also address a ceasefire, humanitarian aid and security measures. And an expert says the latest delay in bringing home two astronauts stuck in space should be brief. Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams have been stranded on the International Space Station since June. They were supposed to only be there for 8 days. Last night's launch to bring them down to Earth was called off due to a hydraulic issue with the launch pad. Sinead O'Sullivan is a professor of aerospace engineering.
There is a new launch window for later on this evening. SpaceX has had launch problems recently, especially with their Falcon launch vehicle. I think this is probably a precautionary measure because this is a human-rated flight.
The top story, human rights group Black Sash says the proposed VAT hike places unfair burden on social grant recipients who are already struggling to make ends meet. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.